Fathers' relationships with their sons may be more than meets the eye. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Corey Floyd, professor of communication at the University of Arizona, describes the hidden portions of paternal relationships.
Men may not be from Mars, but their ways of communicating are different from women's. Perhaps nowhere is this more evident than in the relationships of fathers and sons. Outwardly, many father-son pairs appear distant and disengaged. A guy who showers his mom with "I love yous" might offer his father only a stilted handshake. Men are often chided by their wives or mothers for not being more affectionate with each other, but that criticism overlooks a larger truth. For many fathers and sons, showing affection is more about what they do than what they say. For instance, they may be more likely to show affection by organizing a road trip or helping with a roof repair than by saying, "I care about you." It's easy to devalue these behaviors as substitutes for real affection, but they aren't. Instead, they reflect the expectations of traditional masculinity, which privileges qualities like competition, independence, and self-sufficiency. These qualities have their virtues, but they often come at the expense of outward expressions of intimacy, which can convey vulnerability. To compensate, then, men often demonstrate their love through actions rather than words. Many of the men in my studies say their favorite, most meaningful times together are spent sharing an activity or working on a specific task. To them, these behaviors are every bit as meaningful as words, kisses, and hugs. They are expressions of love, and they deserve to be honored rather than belittled.
That was Corey Floyd of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.